This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America tonight. Some of you, as I speak, are being buried in snow. In fact, I'm talking about 15 feet of snow in California. Wow, that's crazy if you think about it. In the meantime, speaking of crazy, he was declared not crazy. Dylann Roof defending himself today in a courtroom in Charleston, South Carolina, saying that he is perfectly fine to do what he needs to do. So, as I said before, this should be a wild one. Of the victims, three families of the victims walked out of the courthouse that because they could no longer take listening to what he was saying. We'll go deeper in that direction. And of course, it's always about Washington and what the beat is coming out of D.C. And frankly, there's a lot right now. You've got an interesting twist where Hillary Clinton now is being urged to run for mayor of New York. So she is going to the inauguration. Both the Clintons are, and George W. Bush, the former presidents, will both be there. And there are rumors about Hillary Clinton jumping into the fray next time around for mayor of New York City. Sometimes you just can't stay away. As far as Trump is concerned, Trump hired a private security chief as the Oval Office director. He says he's going to streamline intelligence agencies, and he bit back in a way to the Republicans with the Obamacare repeal. Not saying not to repeal it, but saying be careful, be careful. What does it all mean? Somebody who has his pulse on what's happening in Washington, D.C. from Talk Media News, Justin Duckham. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. Great to be here.
So you know that everything in Trump land comes in the form of a tweet. What did he mean by be careful, be careful? Because there was a lot of conversation today on the Hill about Obamacare. Some of the Republicans, including Paul Ryan, when they were asked, well, what's the replacement if he's going to use executive orders to go after Obamacare? What's the replacement? And they really didn't have much to say. Ryan said there are plans in place. There, you'll find out. You'll see. And then later in the day, Trump tweeting out to be careful. What did that mean?
I think this is probably him trying to exert himself in this conversation, which is something that is pretty interesting. You know, we know that the last time around when we had health care reform, despite the fact that it was called Obamacare, it was largely done outside of the White House through, Congress, and probably more likely should have been called Reid Care at the end of the day, or Pelosi Care. And, that's something that Donald Trump has certainly not really been that attuned to, just kind of sitting on the sidelines. And, in this instance, I think, when it comes to Congress crafting a replacement or, trying to figure out the terms for repeal, even though he is sort of the, chairman of the board in his own mind, he probably wants to be pretty engaged in this conversation. And I think that's something that we could probably glean from what he's been saying so far on this. We also know that, he essentially has told Pence to, tell the House members that they have until February 20th. To put forward their proposal. That's pretty interesting considering, again, there was a much longer period of time before the last, health care bill was, crafted before that ended up on President Obama's desk. So I think, that's another telling aspect of this as well.
Yeah, what's interesting is the Democrats have their own press conference. Nancy Pelosi talks, Chuck Schumer talks. Big sign that said, Make America Sick Again, from Affordable Care to Chaos. And the hashtag was Make America Sick Again. So I think the battle lines are clearly drawn here, don't you?
Absolutely. And, if we look at what we saw from the Hill today when Obama was visiting members, According to one of them, Cummings from Maryland, a congressman, Obama apparently told the members that he was hoping that they would start to engage in what we saw in 2010 with the Tea Party movement, this sort of, much more engaged version of politics, one that, relied on grassroots support, rallies, attending town hall meetings and getting essentially in people's faces. And right now, Democrats don't really have much to, lean back on, considering the numbers are absolutely against them. So instead, what we're going to see is this kind of rhetoric, this kind of, posturing and whatnot, since there really is very little more that can be done right now.
So while all this is happening and this conversation ratchets up, they're going to start these confirmation hearings. Do you think anybody so far, and of course there's lots of controversial names, but do you think anyone really is going to have a lot of problems being confirmed?
I think everyone that's up for the docket right now is going to be confirmed. Initially there was some concern that Rex Tillerson, who is largely kind of an ally of Putin as somebody who has been in the business community for quite some time, somebody who doesn't necessarily have the most, robust foreign policy experience, could have been the one sort of concrete that he may have named. But from what it's sounding so far, we initially saw a number of senators kind of coming out and talking tough. But for the most part, that has sort of subsided, and instead there's sort of an acceptance that Rex Tillerson likely is going to be the Secretary of State when this is all over. So I think they're probably going to be moving forward. That is one that's probably going to result in the most amount of fireworks. That and Jeff Sessions, of course, for Attorney General, considering that he has, a pretty just a remarkable past when you look at some of the off-color remarks he's made and some of his, previous shortfalls in his previous confirmation hearing back in the 80s. But where it stands right now, it looks like the sheer numbers that Republicans have is going to be able to push forward these nominees.
Yeah, and of course, as you mentioned, Jeff Sessions, the Senate's going to hear Trump's Secretary of State. You mentioned him, Rex Tillerson, the former Exxon CEO, and that's happening on Wednesday and Thursday. And then it's kind of a big sort of crush of the amount of hearings that they try to cram in. Am I right?
That's pretty much how it's going to look. We obviously have only about 16 days until we have the new administration sworn in. So I would imagine you want to have a lot of these people, sort of vetted beforehand, have these questions answered. And this looks like the kind of timeline that makes sense for that.
Yeah. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. More people still asking you for tickets to the inauguration?
I had a lot more people, interested before the election. For some reason, a lot of interest dropped off, and I have no idea why.
I have no idea why either. Thanks, Justin.
Crazy, right? Thank you.
Crazy. Have a good one. Interesting. There's a new Twitter poll. The Republicans did a Obamacare Twitter poll, but it didn't work out so well. You know how these things go. And somebody who we've had as a guest before on the show, it's been a while since we've had Marsha Blackburn on, but she has been on America Tonight before, the congresswoman from Tennessee. On Tuesday, she posted a poll on Twitter to get feedback on the Republicans' proposed repeal. As it turns out, a majority of Twitter users who voted recommended keeping the health care law in place. How about you? You can throw in your 2-855-266-5283.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
America tonight. For everybody listening in Portland, Oregon, hello, hello, hello. You know, the first thing I thought, and I know some people in Portland cringe over this, although this show has put them on the map, Portlandia, I think is hilarious. And because it's spoofing some of the cool things that actually go on in Portland and the great state of Oregon. So, KPAM. We are on KPAM now, 860, and welcome to all of you in Oregon, in the Portland metropolitan area, who are listening to the show. So as we roll through here, I like to call it the buzz in your backyard and mine. You know, Facebook has had this Facebook Live thing now for a while, and a lot of people are discovering it, and it's, and I know a few people who have had actually some success with Facebook Live because they're doing something cool, whether it's in a radio studio or a television studio. So people in the broadcasting business where you get kind of an inside look at the studio. We've done it here on America Tonight, and I'll do some more of it so you can see what it's like behind the show. I'm just trying to make sure you can hear the audio if you, for a few seconds anyway, on the Facebook Live on the other side. But we've done it, and I've gotten huge reaction to that. But then, of course, somebody uses Facebook Live for sickening, awful, brutal things. Four people were arrested in a live beating of teenagers who were special needs kids, and it was broadcast live. So what kind of fools are doing that? The kind that just don't, one, horrible human beings, right? But doing that, knowing you have to know there you are, what an easy way to catch somebody for doing it. So a young woman who broadcast the beating was arrested with three others, and this happened in Chicago. And it's pretty disturbing. It's a 30-minute video. It shows a guy tied up, his mouth covered. He's cowering in the corner of the room. The attackers are yelling things out. They kick, they punch him. They cut his forehead with a knife. And he's an 18-year-old, again, with special needs, who was taken from the suburbs. He was disoriented. He was running around the streets, I guess, in crisis. And, you know, that this is... He was so traumatized, it took them most of the night, they say, to calm him down to the point that he was able to even talk to police. How long he was missing, they think it could be 24 hours, 48 hours, something like that. And this live is what gave it all up. They could look at the video, the police looked at the video, and they figured out what street, they figured out who the people were, and they arrested the people involved. They're all 18 years old. So, of course, now what happens there? They're in custody, waiting charges. I mean, what makes somebody treat somebody like that? I know I have my own answers to that. But they're talking about hate crime as possibly being under consideration here. Yeah, that's a definite possibility. And, of course, here we go again with some of the people are trying to trump up the, pardon the pun, the divisions, meaning the victim was a white, special needs kid, teenager, and the people in the video are black. So that's why the hate crime thing, just a stupid, ridiculous, outrageous decision. So Facebook confirmed that they had to pull the original video from the suspect's Facebook profile, because Facebook has to react to this. So they say, we don't allow people to celebrate or glorify crimes, and we've removed the original video for this reason. When people share this kind of content, we want to condemn violence or raise awareness about something, but this isn't right. And it makes you wonder, once again, putting it out there, this whole idea of look at me, look at me, look at me, and Facebook Live, which has been used to show some pretty cool things, now that it turns to that. But in this case, if this is what they were going to do, and they had it, and they were able to use, the cops were able to track the guys down and the woman down easier, the kids easier to get them, then I think, you know, bravo, bravo, bravo. By the way, I got a couple of quick emails. Boy, that was quick, within a span of 5 minutes. The email crowd on this show is unbelievable. Just let me say that. AmericaTonight.net or Delaney Media Group at live.com. That's where you can send your flood of emails. But I did get two quick ones. I said in our last seg, hey, listen, the Republicans put up this Obamacare Twitter poll, but they didn't get the answers they thought they were going to get. It was Congresswoman Blackburn, and what she got anyway for her poll was, and she's a member of the President-elect's transition team, so in a quick span, she got almost 8,000 votes. 84% opposed repeal of Obamacare. 84%. So here's the thing. It's pretty unlikely this is her base that responded. Very doubtful that is who responded to this. I mean, look, she won re-election by about 50 percentage points over the Democratic candidate. So then that went away. But I got a couple of quick emails. One here from Sean, who says, are you kidding? I can't even believe she would put a poll like that on Twitter. You're going to have trollers. It's not going to really be any kind of accurate count anyway. And this is pretty much what Jack says. Jack said the same thing. A Twitter poll, yeah, forget about it. I realize this is the way the president communicates, and I realize that others are trying to effectively use Twitter, but this wasn't an effective use of it at all. Come on, let's face it, Kate. You talked about it the other night. Premiums have gone through the roof for everyone. I used to be able to afford health insurance. Now it's unaffordable. That's the problem. Well, yeah. So now what's just as a quick sidebar here, they're talking about executive orders that, you know, those executive actions is what Trump will use when he first jumps into office as far as the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, is concerned. But then the question becomes what jumps up in place. What's there in place? What happens in place of that? And supposedly those answers are going to come out. Whatever those answers are, I guess, at this point, we'll find out. But that is absolutely at the top of the hit list. So as I bounce back to what's buzzing in your backyard and my backyard, I think all of us, you know, I mentioned this the other day that Macy's was going to lay off a bunch of people. And what's interesting about the sad in my neighborhood, there's two Macy's, and I know a lot of the people just from going there that work there who now are going to have to look for jobs. And for some of them, it was a great second job. They're trying to put kids through school and stuff. And that would have been considered, I mean, even a decade ago, a pretty safe job. People were, whether retail sales was up or down, people were still going to go. And now, because of the way people shop, that's not the case anymore. And then trying to bend over backwards and figure out what is it, what is the brand, how do we change, and Macy's falls into that trap that so many other big department stores fall into. How do you get them to keep coming? How do you get people to continue to shop there when they can go and get clothes cheaper? They can get them faster, or they can get them through a lot of other different means, and they don't have to get in a car, go through a store somewhere, pick things up, try them on. That's part of it, too. It's this whole convenience thing where you actually have retailers. You measure your size, you send it in, pick what it is that you want, and then, boom, it's there. So that's the other side of this. The other side is, I don't know how you get around that. And there are still some stores that are having great success, but there are others like Macy's that are struggling, which is why thousands of people are losing their jobs and stores are closing. All right, coming up on the flip side, the weather. Snow in California. Ooh, more details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you
so very nice.
I'll hold your hand. Just like
my mother will start to worry.
Oh, baby, it's cold outside. Who says it doesn't snow in Southern California? Maybe it's a little bit outside of Southern California, especially in Tahoe. If you go north, of course you get snow because you actually have some great opportunities to ski in California. I think people forget that. So here is what the deal is with the California snowfall. I know many of you are anxious about it. Here's what the scoop is. Really, basically, a storm that is going to just kind of dump the snow. It's kind of like a stripe of snow, I'll call it, across the south. It goes from Texas to Virginia from late Thursday into Saturday. I'm hoping that I see some snowflakes. We'll see if that happens. But in the West, that combination has the potential, they say, to bring the biggest amount of rain and mountain snow to Cali since the last couple of years, since they've seen it. Squaw Alpine, baby. You know, 4.5 feet of snow. Snow has already fallen in the Sierra Nevada from one storm, and several more feet on the way from another storm, but they're talking about 10 to 15 feet over the next 10 days or so. So enormous, enormous snow totals. enormous, which means that they're going to get a lot of skiers because it's nothing will be man-made. Nothing will be man-made there. What's scary for some of you listening, and I know you're listening in this area, wake up Mississippi, because a wintry kind of mix, which means to me, ooh, they're saying possibly freeze and ice. Jackson, Mississippi, Birmingham, Alabama, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Atlanta, Charlotte, Winston-Salem, Raleigh, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia. Mm-hmm. So here's what you got to remember. If you're listening to me and you're traveling, make sure you check everything. Because Delta Airlines is already allowing people. This is how sure they are. Delta is already allowing people to change their reservations because they feel pretty confident that they're going to have some cancellations. You know, if they make an announcement like that, if I'm on Delta, you know, like think of this, anticipation. If I'm on Delta and they say, oh, yeah, no charge, we're going to let people re-rack. I don't know. I'm almost going to go for it because why am I going to wait? If you wait and pardon the pun since I just talked about an avalanche of snow, but if it's an avalanche of callers and trying to re-rack and or change their flights, you're going to be the person that's it's like musical chairs. It, you know, boom, you're left without a chair. There's no seat for you on an airline if everybody else has moved their reservations. This happened to me over the summer. If many of you remember that, I was speaking in Phoenix. And I was on Southwest, and it wasn't a weather thing. It was a computer thing. So I wasn't moved, and then by the time I was moved, then all the seats were up, and then they had to push it another day and basically told me, we'll get you out. We just don't know when. It could be 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. Oh, that was enough for me to say, yeah, maybe I need to make a... Maybe I need to make a bold move here, like drive. So that led to the odyssey of driving instead. So it's smart for people when an airline is saying, oh, yeah, go ahead. You can cancel if you want, and we'll just re-rack it for you. Because you can see, I was looking at a weather map, and some of those areas I described, like Atlanta, Raleigh, all those places, man, they are just... If the map holds up, they're going to get hammered, and you can bet that you're not going to see planes landing there. I mean, you're just not. That's not going to happen because they can't. Because if it's a whiteout or if it's enough snow where they don't have the trucks to really push everything, and they can't, you know, what are they going to do? That means, in other words, by the time you call in other people, yeah. So my hunch would be to play the hunch, let's put it that way. If I were in that situation, I would just go for it and I would just re-rack. Period. That'd be the end of that. Done. Done. Absolutely. All right, some quick hits. And we just talked about this transition. And what I mentioned at the top with Justin Duckham, if you missed that, we always have people from Talk Media News check in with us from Washington, D.C. to find out a little bit more about what's happening in D.C. because they're there on the ground at the Pentagon, at the White House every day, at Congress every day. And we get a lot of interesting stories from Justin and others who are there. But in talking about what's happening on the Hill, it's now cram time, meaning cram as many of these confirmations as you possibly can and as quickly as you can because there's a lot of people to get through. Whether it's Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State, that all has kicked off. Or whoever it is, it's boom, 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 let's go through this. Let's cram this in to get this done. And I can't imagine that you're going to have, I just can't imagine that you're going to have a lot of consternation about it. I just don't think you will. I mean, some questions, some Democrats will jump in because it's so stacked Republican-wise. I don't think you're gonna see that. I mean, Rex Tillerson had what he was getting from Exxon. He put it in a trust, so he's trying to get that out of the way. So whatever questions come up, he'll knock them down. And is already doing that by shoving that money away so that it doesn't get in the way of him getting confirmed. But I don't think we're going to see that anyway. Very unlikely. And you know, every show now, I'm going to tell you the highlight on YouTube. YouTube isn't paying me to do that. But I just think that video is so powerful. And we're going to start to do some more lives that I already mentioned and put up some more video. But how about, to me, the video so far of the week is these toddler twins that were playing, and one of the twins got on the dresser. They were both kind of pulling on the dresser. And the 1 2-year-old son rescued his twin brother from, who was trapped under a dresser. So Bowdy rescued his twin brother, Brock. Can you imagine? Now they're talking about one of the things you have to do, and you don't always think of this, is anchor your furniture. So your kids start to climb on the bureau. They start to climb up the crib and where they could get trapped, but especially anything that could fall over. And seeing this bureau fall on the one twin was so frightening looking, the way it came down. And they just reminded, it's just a good reminder to hook up any of the furniture. They have these little anchor hooks that are easily, you can attach the back of them. And of course, the mother, it's the Schaff family. The mother said immediately she did that after this happened, because she didn't want anything to happen obviously like that again. And there have been cases where kids have been pinned under dresser furniture. But what's cool to go and look at it, why I'm saying to you, you want to see the video, you could probably go anywhere. Just put it in your search engine and it'll come up. But YouTube certainly has it. And you see the two boys just being boys, climbing on this nice furniture they have. And it just topples. And it is frightening to see that go over. Because I think when you see it fall over, you just, it takes your breath away, like, oh, you got to be kidding me. But what was so cool is how the other twin, you could see him trying to work the puzzle out. He walked around the bureau, he's trying to figure out how to get the bureau off his brother, and he did it. Oh, his brother's pinned, he figures out a way, walks around, he figures out how to shove it off of him, and he does exactly that. It was one of the coolest things that I've seen as far as two kids playing together. Something terrible happens, right? And he immediately reacts where he's looking at it, trying to shove it out of the way, and he does, which, again, is also pretty phenomenal. You know what's phenomenal about this show is you get a chance to nail the score coming up in our next hour, tail end of the hour, because, of course, now we're into playoffs, as I keep mentioning, in the NFL. We're not in the regular season anymore, but we're still going to offer up Nail the Score. I got my Sports Illustrated in the mail today, and Ben Roethlisberger was on the cover. And the story was why Ben Roethlisberger is the NFL's most polarizing player. And the other articles, there were arguments for why the Patriots will win and why they still can win. And the Patriots, of course, have a bye, but you still have other teams in action and some pretty darn good matchups. Who knows? Could it be the Giants and the Packers? Could it be Big Ben, the Steelers and the Dolphins? Maybe the computer will pick in our second hour, last segment. Hang with us. Are you rooted or not? We're talking about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
America.
I got to get mine, and not the next time. This one, if understood, then it might be good, but if not, they're not necessarily great.
How rooted are you? And when I say how rooted are you, what I mean is how mobile are you? Or are you living in the same hood that you've lived in your entire life? I've did a little unofficial survey of this with some of the listeners, and in my own neighborhood I did it, and I come to find out that there still are people, believe it or not, who are rooted, meaning they just can't see themselves unless they're retired, this is it, you know, meaning I'm going to go to someplace warmer or I'm going to do something like that. But otherwise, they just can't see themselves moving to another neighborhood because they like their neighborhood. They like the familiar. They like the people around them who know them versus going off to the great unknown. But you would not be surprised to learn in my unofficial poll of are you rooted or not, that 80% of the people in my unofficial poll, because it's not scientific, so I can't say my scientific poll that I took a year researching. I can't do that. So I have to qualify it. It makes me feel better. I have to qualify it with that. I found that, in fact, that many people, the majority, have moved at least 4 times in their life. So, as you know, you can throw in on this. So you can jam on these numbers at 855-266-5283, or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. Would you, if you could, would you rather, I mean, here's a great question, and I didn't really pose it this way, but if you could, would you rather the same neighborhood, if you could have just stayed in the same area, would that have been more appealing to you? Versus having to move. And maybe, you know, in the moving, and I did do this, were you moving just to another neighborhood in the same city and state, or were you having to move to another, you know, were you just moving to another suburb, or were you moving to another city or state? And you know, it's interesting what I found there. Even the people that I bought my house from 6 years ago, they actually were pretty rooted. They moved from New York because there was this horrific, which sends me in another direction, but there was this horrific subway accident. And the husband, his name's Tom, decided, because he had a crawl on his belly to get out of the subway, decided he had had enough of New York. So because of that, he took a job all the way from New York to Dallas, Texas. And it's interesting because they've just had an accident, a crash in Brooklyn today, and it made me think of this. You know, what is it that sends somebody? Everybody automatically thinks it's a job, but sometimes it's something else. But the LIRR, the railroad there, crashed in Brooklyn, injured 100 people at one of the busiest times, but it could have been so much worse. I was looking at some of the video of that today, and boy, it looked terrible. If you just showed me video and said, how many people do you think were killed or injured in this accident? I guarantee my totals would have been way off. But you can see it happened during Wednesday morning rush hour, and yet this Long Island Railroad train that derailed in Brooklyn, a very busy area, where it rammed into a bumping block, that's what they call it, with the front striking a room beyond the track, and the first two cars derailing, that's what injured the people. But they were very, very fortunate that it wasn't much worse. A broken leg, one woman had a broken leg, and they said that was probably the most severe injury that happened. And you had people that couldn't, I mean, they were trapped, couldn't get off the train. You had neck, back injuries, that kind of stuff. You had all these people taken to the hospital. And, of course, what is always the first thing? They got to interview the train operator because he stopped the train at the station and there's no other way for it to stop. So are there cameras there? You know, what was it? I mean, they're obviously looking at why would he hit the bumping block. And there were some similarities to another crash that happened like a year ago. And that Long Island Railroad is one of the busiest in the whole country, one of the busiest commuter railroads. Got about 300,000 passengers weekdays on that line because it goes all the way from Long Island to Manhattan. And it's a incredibly busy, busy subway line. And they, you know, they've had fatal crashes before. It's been a long time since where they had the most horrific crash where you had 79 people that were killed. But because I was doing that survey, it made me think of Tom and the reason why they were uprooted and then became very entrenched, very rooted in Texas because of the chaos and of having to have soot all over his clothing and having to crawl out of the subway and realizing he didn't like the idea of being stuck on a subway somewhere. It's very lucky for these people in this chaotic jumble caused by the crash where their heads knocked around all over the place and people were confused and were trying to rush out of the train. It's very, very lucky that it was not a much, much more horrific crash in terms of injuries, because it certainly, boy, it certainly looked that way. Certainly looked that way. And you know what's interesting, too, since I'm on New York for a second, for all of you listening around the country, we see Chicago and Chicago with the highest murder rate. And actually for New York, they've had some of their lowest totals ever as far as murders are concerned. But in Chicago, I mean, 762 murders in 12 months. I mean, that is just a battlefield in Chicago. Just a battlefield. And then you hear these stories of kids who are actually in college or going to college or not in gangs, not doing anything, but because of the mayhem that is in their neighborhoods, if they're back in the area, something happens, they could be the victim by accident. That's happened a bunch. But this whole idea of how do you police this? What do you do? Because the fear has spread. The violence has become so high. The shootings. I mean, even over a week or two ago, over the Christmas weekend, 60 people were shot. 11 were killed. 11 were killed. So Chicago had way more murders than New York. And I would have to think when you've got the situation you have in Chicago, there would be people that would be chomping at the bit to uproot themselves if they're in some of these neighborhoods or near some of these neighborhoods. I would think that there would be people that would be looking around to make that move, to be part of the statistic of moving from wherever it is they are, where they are in those areas, to get away from it. Because what is the answer? Clearly the answer is Rahm Emanuel, who doesn't really respond to these questions. Whatever they're doing there, knock, knock, Rahm Emanuel, is not working. When you have bigger cities like L.A. and New York combined having less murders, you got to do something different there. They need a different mayor. They need a different idea of how to help those people in Chicago. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.